This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery.
You don't have to hear it from me that there's been a giant satanic invasion launched upon humanity. It's been brewing, it's been building. Attack families, attack Christianity. Say you can't say mother and father, kill babies after they're born, send in convicted pedophiles all over the Western world, unannounced schools to have your children sit on their laps. This is pure evil. Hollywood is there to destroy your soul, destroy your mind, to debilitate you, to demoralize you. I sent one of our operatives into Sundance Film Festival. And in these meetings this year, they admitted, we are here to demoralize, we are here to pull things down, we are here to depress, we are here to destroy. And that's what's being funded. And that's the plan. And films like Hail Satan are couched as jokes, but in all the press, it heralds the new satanic invasion. So they tell you there wasn't a satanic invasion in the 80s, which there was, but now we are taking over, and we're going to overturn Christianity for free speech when the left is all anti-free speech, and this very satanic group is anti-Alex Jones and doesn't think I should be on the air. It's all happening at the same time. So films like Hail Satan herald the big coming out of the Satanist. And now you see the coming out of the pedophiles and the coming out in college textbooks saying fetuses are cancer. Get rid of them. Fetuses are bad. Stop venerating babies. Women are empowered when they kill their babies. This is real selfishness. This is real Satanism being brought to you by the most soul-sucked minions of the system you could ever imagine. Because, again, those of us that are strong, those of us that have will, look at people like that and say, I would never want to be involved with a group of people that look like they're diseased and are about to die. Being in a movie theater with them, I could feel the weakness. I could feel the enslavement. It was like Los Angeles had landed in Austin. And they are invading here. The Ringwraiths, the soulless zombies, the archetype looking for the soul, the brain to eat, so they can be human again. But it's all couched in pseudo-intellectualism delivered to you by diseased-looking, crazed, ugly people who want to be ugly because they are ugly. And they've embraced it, and they're going to bring it to you, and they're going to make you eat of it, and they're going to make you absorb it, and they're going to conquer you. And they're coming, and they're here. And they revel in your destruction. They revel in their hate of God. They revel in their hate of men and women and that beautiful, powerful union. So the devil worshipers aren't setting it up with, oh, be a white witch and have fun and help people and empower. That hasn't worked for them. So now they go right to the deception and say, Satan is the empowerer. Satan is the one that will give you power. Satan is the one that will protect you. And you're looking at deranged slaves. But remember, if you go to a Democratic Party event, the people look dazed. They look scared. They look soulless. They look like they're lost. And that's the high end. Half of them, or the low side, are crazed and screaming and shaking with hatred. And they believe that those of you who have the light of God in your eyes are the enemy, and if they could simply extinguish that light, then they could finally have power. In their search for power, they have found the opposite of power. They found the dead space, the phantom zone, and now their only wish is to take us with them. The tentacle reaches out, grabs them, they grab. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
It's going to do something terrible, like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brand unsafe.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm the journalist. I'm the left not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
They can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it, and I hope they respect my constitution.
Keeping babies alive after they're born and harvesting their organs. I first told you that 10 years ago. I gave specifics. I named the hospitals. Since then, there's been criminal convictions, indictments, and lawsuits. Now, 5 states in the last 6 months have passed laws to keep babies alive indefinitely and harvest their organs. No, this isn't some imaginary Carpenter Halloween movie. This is the real world. Because the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. I'm not trying to cliffhanger people. I always get about 10 minutes behind on a broadcast. And I have Dan Lyman joining me in the next segment. He'll be on for a couple segments. And I said at the start of this hour I would cover this big story. But because I heard that little 2-minute piece, I've got some other news I want to hit. I'm going to do it in the last segment of this hour, but I will get to it. And you know, I don't do this on purpose. But it is good to build something up. This is so big. I was told this a couple years ago. I was told this again last year. I was told this again this year. And I got documents confirming it that I'm not allowed to obviously show you. Sometimes when I get documents, I'm given them, but I'm told I can't show them. But this is really incredible. And the reason I'm going to hold off is I got busy during those segments and didn't print some of these other articles. that I want to have go with this, because there's also some mainstream news where this has been admitted. Like, you've seen the headlines. Silicon Valley moderators, groups that fight hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center people, like 70,000 of them trained total now, 20,000 at Facebook alone, 30,000, well, there's 20,000 at Google, 10,000 at YouTube, and they're expanding in these, quote, human rights boards. There are even going to be MasterCards announcing it. I mean, just everywhere you go, they'll be there to say you don't get food, you don't come in Costco, you don't get a bank account. And then if you give in to them, what will that be like? Just always more, more, more. I mean, this is flaming authoritarianism. This is global corporate government taking over. That's what the New World Order is. It's illegal. It's criminal. It's dangerous. And sure, you want to argue it isn't illegal, which it is, oh, it's a private company, then change the damn law because it's dangerous. You know, back in the days of Teddy Roosevelt, was a pretty good president. He said, the railroads won't let their competition pay to ship their own fruit or their own cattle when there's room. That's a monopoly. We're going to break that up. He told Northern Pacific and all of them, you're going to ship people's products, or I'm going to have your ass arrested. That's a private business. They can do whatever they want. The big railroads advertise. They got open land. They got all the exemptions. They got liability protection to open up the West and have commerce. And then once they had the railroads coast to coast, they started saying, there's even like a gun smoke on it I saw once that's based on true stories where they want to ship the peaches 1,000 miles. And the kid's dad's died. I'm going from memory. The kid's dad's died. Was it a gun smoke or was it a bonanza? But you read history books, that's all over the place. And then you know where they, Louis L'Amour and others, and you know, you've got those ideas that are in those Western books. They're fiction. None of that stuff's fiction. They've just gone and rewritten old newspaper articles. They went and found the library. And want to ship your peaches. And that old Western, I think his dad had died, his mom had died. He wanted to keep the little farm, and the big local corrupt guy wanted to take it because it had watering holes on it or whatever. And then he goes to the railroad and makes a deal with them where they won't ship his peaches 1,000 miles so he can make the money to save his farm. But in the end, he loads them up in a wagon, takes him a month or so to get there. The guy sends bandits to stop him, but they get stopped. And then when he gets there, he thinks all the peaches are dead and rotten. But under the first layer, all the peaches are alive. Pretty good story. The peaches are still not bad. They're still ripening. And see, those are real stories, though. That isn't just gun smoke or bonanza that you're watching. That isn't just gun smoke or bonanza that you're sitting there looking at. This is the real world, folks. We're CNN, and I'll go back to this, not because I don't have 150 articles or more and 30 or 40 incredible video clips to play you and a guest waiting in the wings. CNN went on last weekend and said, we want Alex Jones to not be able to use his telephone. And then they had a New York Post headline, should Alex Jones be able to use the telephone? You see, because once you say in a big telecommunications system, people can't say somebody's name or their website, it's the sky's the limit. And of course, big tech wants to tell you where you can go and what you can do and what you can say. And where's our Teddy Roosevelt to say, you've made billions of dollars, back at that time, trillions in today's numbers. You got more money than God, more money than any royalty in the world. J.P. Morgan, Chase, Northern Pacific, Union Pacific, Standard Oil, Rockefellers, and you won't ship building supplies to companies you don't like in San Francisco. You won't ship steam engines to people. You've got intelligence officers with guns, assassins, Pinkerton men, going around surveilling everybody that comes up trying to ship something and finding out and then charging them 2-3 times if you let them ship it. That's not American, and you're not pulling that crap. This is an antitrust issue, and Trump needs to do something right now. And you need to do something right now. again, ladies and gentlemen, so many people come up to me and they say, Alex, I'm sorry you've gone through all this. How are you taking it? I'm a leader. I'm not bragging or anything, but I mean, I adapt and overcome. Combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, just like other Americans. And I'm not going to sit here and worry about me. I'll do okay no matter what happens. But you think about everybody else with this control system, a bunch of followers, with a system that's going to totally control their life and tell them what they can say and what they can do. And then the end game of these people is horrible control and enslavement and dumbing down for social engineering. If you think people are dumb and evil and stupid now, you haven't seen anything yet. If you think devil worshipers all over the news saying we're going to come to your school and talk to your kids, whether you like it or not, is bad, and we're going to kill babies after they're born. If you think that's bad in 2019, Bubba, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because before the globalist can release the bioweapons, God has to remove his protection. Oh, the devil would nuke this planet in 10 seconds if God removed his protection. And God is going to remove the protection, but for 1 hour. 1 hour, and we're going to be ready before.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours.
Dan Lyman joins us.
Much to do.
Investigative journalist. Patriot.
You just wish.
Heads up. Europewars.com. And boy, there are a lot of articles at Europewars.com that are exclusively there. Brussels buses suspend service to no-go station, citing malaria TB outbreak. So malaria, TB, that's really never been there, especially malaria, but now it's there, just like all the diseases pouring over in the United States. In the Ellis Island days, they checked everybody for a few months at least. Not now, Dan Lyman. Thanks for joining us from Europe.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, man. Wow, you've got so much you've been covering the last few weeks since you've been on with us. People got to check EuropeWars.com every day. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment. As you were just mentioning, one of our latest stories is out of Brussels, but I think it ties into the larger situation here. So what we have is this station in Brussels. It's one of their busiest stations, the most important ones in the city. We've been covering the situation that's been going on there for about a year now at this point, because it's basically been turned into a de facto migrant camp. And the migrants are living in a park nearby when the weather is good, and they're also sleeping in this train station. And things continue to get worse and worse, and the local media there and local politicians are all saying, what is going on here? And now we've reached a point where the bus drivers are no longer going to stop there. The unions have decided, because there's an outbreak of diseases, including malaria, tuberculosis, and scabies. And that's just reported. The officials that are involved in the government there are trying to downplay this, and they said, oh, there's no evidence of that. But the unions say that they've gotten this information directly from police. So it just comes out today, just after we published that story, that the cleaning staff that work at this train station are now going to be vaccinated for a variety of different diseases, including a variety of hepatitis strains. And so they're also downplaying this one and saying, oh, there's nobody that's been infected. We're just doing this as a precautionary measure. But I think that this ties into the larger situation. We have this measles outbreak that's just exploding across the U.S. and Europe right now. And then talk of forced mandatory vaccinations with fines, if not, in many countries. And then, of course, we had in New York City, we had a total moratorium on people who were unvaccinated going out in public. So I think what we're seeing here is now the health effects of the immigration crisis, migration crisis that is affecting the West at this time. And, of course, it's we, the people, the citizens of these countries that pay the price.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, these are big biohazard sites, and the Border Patrol's come out and said, we've got drug-resistant tuberculosis, we've got scabies, we've got bubonic plague making a comeback, leprosy, we've got people we can't even check just being let in, put on Democratic Party buses, and just shipped into God knows where. And when Trump says, fine, we'll ship them to only blue cities, Cory Booker and others said, no, don't do that, that's dangerous.
Exactly. You know, I have relatives, a lot of my relatives came from overseas, and they they immigrated to the United States, and they all tell me about the procedure that they had to go through when they came. And this wasn't even that long ago for some of them, where you had to provide x-rays of your lungs in order to even kind of be checked out at all, to check for tuberculosis. And all of these measures seem to have just been thrown out the window for all these people who want to come here from the third world, and there is no concern for what they might be bringing with them.
The larger plan, I mean, the UN admits this is meant to bankrupt things. It's a Cloward and Piven operation. On paper, they say it's just replacement migration, with 80, 90% of people not getting jobs, staying on welfare, giant no-go zones everywhere. What, just a few years ago, Dan, they denied the no-go zones. Tell folks that don't know what a no-go zone is.
Yeah, I've been in them myself. I actually reported one from one last year in Italy, just to give people an idea. I mean, you go into these areas, yes, technically you can go into them. You're not allowed to go into them, but you do risk anything from a robbery to your own life, depending on how bad the zone is and how fearful the police are of going in them. I've been in them in Paris. I've been in them in Hamburg, Germany. I've been in them in Italy last year during one of our reports, and these areas are basically areas where the police won't go, or they're afraid to go, or they're just afraid to enforce the law. And I would say that at this point, there are areas of places like Portland, Oregon, which are also becoming lawless areas because of people like Antifa, who are just basically they're running the show there. And if people want to, you know, these things are going on in the United States as well. Of course, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, these sanctuary cities, some of the areas where the law is just not being enforced.
No, I agree. And where does this raw exercise of power come, like a sacrament of a leftist city, that there's feces everywhere, needles everywhere, homeless people? We can roll some of the report number aired from Skid Row. We're going to be airing soon some of that B-roll, maybe. I mean, it's just crazy that everywhere the left's in control, a literal nightmare ensues. What's their end game?
That's a good question. I think, first of all, it allows for easy to control the people that live in these areas, the people that you know, like the woman that was on, I think you covered this story recently, but her family had owned a business in Los Angeles for over 100 years. And now this woman is basically at the mercy of herself at this point, because there's no one that is looking out for her. She said there was like one police officer that's able to help sometimes. But it's basically the effect where we're just being overwhelmed by people who have no respect for the law, defecating in the streets, assaults, rapes. I mean, it depends on how bad the area that it is, but it's happening across Europe and the United States as well. And the, of course, the officers are either ordered to stand down, or they're just totally overwhelmed. And that's okay with the socialists who are in charge, because it just makes easier for them to take control of everything and to demand more money throughout the situation, which, of course, never really gets thrown at the situation. It goes into their pockets and their buddies. So, yeah, I mean, this is just a situation that we're, you know, watching play out across Europe. It's incredible. I did spend a lot of time in the last couple of months here traveling in some lesser known parts of Europe that aren't quite as affected by the globalist situation. They're not major cities. Some of them are islands where, you know, they haven't been as affected. And it's such a night and day difference when you go to these places as compared to when you go to places like Paris and London and Stockholm. It's just there's still little remnants of Europe where you can go and you can still feel what it was like back in the day before we had this migration wave and just rampant socialism that is sucking a lot of these cities dry. And of course, that's what's driving the protests in France now at this point, and the burgeoning protests that are happening across Europe for a variety of reasons.
Well, let's talk about that. Thousands, over 1,200 churches burned the last few years in Europe, 800 plus in France. That's the epicenter of the Islamic takeover. Celebration by Islam of this. When we come back, I want to get into the German president saying, let's just ban anybody that criticizes what we're doing. So now they're not even calling you Nazis or hateful. They're just saying, ban everybody, period. And this is their takeover. What is their end game? What do they do once there's another 10, 20 million military-age Muslim men with no jobs who have adopted a gangbanger culture, burning cars every night, raping and killing people, running whores? What happens when everything just collapses? What is the end game of the left? With Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Dan Lyman is a smart investigative journalist, writes amazing articles, has incredible reports on the street in very dangerous places all over Europe. He's an American, living with his wife in Europe. But let me ask you this, twofold. I almost feel like we're helping the system just a laundry list every day of the black plague and the diseases and the murder and the thousands of burning cars and the freedom vans running over families and the bombings and instead of asking why is the political system doing this, and we know why, they want to get rid of Western culture because it's not authoritarian. And big mega corporations are just smashing people into poverty, and they want dependence. That's the end game. But you've got to tell people how what's happening is bad, but you also have to tell them why it's happening. And I think all of us, myself included, don't spend enough time on replacement migration, Cloward and Piven, the larger reason why this is happening and where that end game is. So that's two questions for you. Then I have a third question that I'll get out before I forget it. How is Europe and the corrupt globalists that run it, the dictatorial EU, responding to this? I mean, I know how they are responding to it, with draconian authoritarianism. And then by Trump not standing up to this, he's created a vacuum. And so social media here that operates in Europe and China is adopting their authoritarian model. I mean, this is a unbelievable collapse, not just of borders, but of our free speech.
Right. I'll start with your last question first, because I think that one, you know, it's really easy to get down on Trump with certain situations, especially what's going on at that southern border. And, you know, there are other things that we wish, promises we wish that he would fulfill. However, you know, we can't place all of the blame on him, or, you know, the weight of our entire movement on his shoulders, because he's only one man. Yes, we want him to do more about internet censorship. He should focus on that now and what's going on at the border. However, I think one of the most important effects of Trump that has just been a spill off from him, and of course Brexit before him, is what's happening in Europe politically. And the people that are starting to feel more comfortable raising their voices, you know, in on internet comment boards and, you know, at the ballot box at this point, because one of the phenomenons in Europe that is so that I guess is a little bit different than what's in the way it works in the U.S. is that there is kind of a shame culture here, especially in Northern Europe. If you speak, you know, against the status quo, then you will be attacked by friends, family, even more aggressively here, I've noticed, than in the U.S. And so that keeps people quiet. That keeps people quiet at work. That keeps them quiet when they're talking to friends and family, unless they're with a very, very...
Sure, there's that well-known ice age incredible conformity where if somebody thinks they've done a bad job, they go commit suicide. How do you get people out of that cult brainwashing? I mean that is cultural, but it's well-known that Northern Europeans, people thought Germans followed orders. I mean, Northern Europeans particularly just follow orders. It can be dangerous.
Yeah, you know, I lived in Iceland for a while, and it was just so oppressive there. There's no counterthink there. There's nothing expressed. And if you did, I mean, it was like the piranhas were on you instantaneously. But I think that unfortunately what it has taken is basically turning the entire society on its head, and the rape after
rape. Yeah, because the Muslims on average do whatever the hell they want. I mean, I see articles where the judge goes, well, you're a Muslim, you're allowed to rape an 8-year-old girl. And, well, you sexually assaulted 12 women in one week and admit it's you, but I'm going to let you go for community service.
Right, exactly. And
I saw that story on Europe Wars, well, like a week ago. I never covered it on air, where he just ran around sticking his hands in women's pants at grocery stores and penetrating them. I don't get into details. And the government just said, well, that's okay, you're a Muslim.
And things like that are happening so often that they're almost not even worth covering. Not because that they're not important, but there are worse things happening. And it's just so much of it here, and it's rampant.
So why are the leftist judges fetishizing it? I mean, they obviously like it.
Well, that your guess is as good as mine, but I think a lot of these people in general are just as perverse, or they are happy with seeing society crumble. They want to see it burn. You know, I had a friend visiting, you know, not going to say where from, but it was his first time in Europe, Europe proper, and he was shocked by some of the things he had seen around in Italy particularly, and just the way that the migrants have taken over there. And he asked me, you know, he's kind of a normie, and he said, why would they let this happen? Like, what's the benefit? And I said, you know, some people, if you look at some of these people, they just love ugliness. They like to watch it burn. They want to see society go, you know, down the tubes.
French Revolution said it was for freedom. Then they had a 9-day work week, changed the calendar. Said we want to pull down everything. We want collapse. We want ugliness. It's what Winston Smith talks about in 1984, how the real goal of the party was ugliness and the collapse of humanity, a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Right, exactly. The collapse of humanity. And you see what a great, microcosm of the whole thing is the way that they're trying to destroy the Notre Dame Cathedral even worse than it has been already by just the way that they want to rebuild it just to spite traditionalism and just to spite people who would like to see it return to its former glory in the way that it was built previously. You know, that now they're talking about putting eco-friendly ceiling, a roof on the church that it can generate power for the city. Just madness. And talking about spires, glass spires, and even an architect talking about putting on a Islamic minaret on top. So it's so.
Well, yeah, the left came out and said, let's make it anti-Christian. It's all about conquering the greatness. It's about, because they never produced anything, the left, and so they think if they conquer it, that gives them the power. Like a headhunter thinks eating somebody's liver gives them the power.
Right, and ultimately, most of these people will be they will succumb to what's coming if they allow the society to continue spiraling out of control the way it is. Your guess is as good as mine as to why some of these people, what their motivation is. But I think it's just the nature of pure evil and the desire to see the Christian heritage of Europe destroyed and everything that it brought good to the continent.
And that threatens the globalist AI takeover. Christianity, real Christianity, threatens as well. EuropeWars.com. Dan Lyman, there's a lot more we didn't have time to get into today. So much breaking there at the site. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Cheers.
That guy's awesome. EuropeWars.com, one of our great reporters over in Europe. And again, that site is not on the enemy's radar as much, so it's very easy to spread that link on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. EuropeWars.com. EuropeWars.com. That's how we get the information out and get it around the censors, as you word of mouth. So thank you, and I salute you, and I thank you again. Now, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with this piece I've been mentioning, and then Mike Adams is coming up after that. But this is really a bird's eye into the soft underbelly of big tech and the real way we're going to bring them down. So you want answers? You want action? You want victory? Hey, you've been supporting us, you've been spreading the word, you've been praying for us, you've been buying the products, you've been taking action yourself, you've been giving us intel, we're winning together. And that's why I bring up our products. We sponsor ourselves because they've taken all our sponsors years ago by harassing them. So we go and we get great products, whatever the best rated water filter is, whatever the best air filter is at the best price, whatever the best supplements are, whatever the best books, films, all of it, T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's a shortwave radio or an emergency radio or optics or whether it's supplements, whatever your needs are, high-quality coffee, protein bars, other great products, InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of big specials are about to end. I should add this, a bottle of X2, amazing deep-earth crystal iodine, the missing link in the body. Nobody else has this proprietary system. It's incredible. Go read about what it does. Read about IQ, iodine, all of it. With a bottle of X3, that's the deep earth crystal, but two other types. Some people absorb this better. It's a free bottle of X3 with your bottle of Survival Shield X2. Again, both products have thousands of five-star reviews. No reviews on the combo because it's about a week old. That's going to have to end this weekend because we're starting to run low on the X2 again. But we have the new special running, Ultra 12. It's just a redesign of Secret 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 out there is methylcobalamin. This is double the strength, double the methylcobalamin of Secret 12. When you change the formula, you're supposed to change the name. So it's Ultra 12, Advanced B12. It's amazing. You take it under the tongue to get better absorption. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to supplement page. It's 50% off. I forgot to tell you that. So I want you to introductory thing, very close to cost. It is 50% off. Ultra 12 is the new Secret 12, now with twice as much methylcobalamin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
This is the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones. So, they sit there and they demonize us. They lie about us. Thousands of articles a month. Hundreds of TV shows a month. That's conservative. Just saying horrible things. Never showing you a clip of me saying it. They just do it. They have no respect for you. They just churn out these lies. And then corporate America kicks you off your bank accounts. You get kicked off social media. You get treated like you're a Jew in Nazi Germany. That's a good historical parallel to what's happening. And so years ago, I began to learn that one big reason they wanted to go to AI computers doing censorship, which more and more they're doing, is because humans that have to listen to shows like this at Facebook and Twitter and Google and places and YouTube and censor it, well, they get radicalized, you see. They actually tune in and hear what we have to say versus what mainstream media is saying about us and what the corporate system is saying about us. And so PBS put out a report a few days ago. We're going to play some clips of it right now. And notice the attack. It's multifaceted here. They talk about snuff films and child molestation. That's all the stuff the Democrats are into. And they talk about all the terrible stuff Facebook has to go through. And you see the articles about Facebook employees have to moderate while they get PTSD having to listen to the conspiracy theorists. And then they talk about, we have to follow them around and watch what they're doing. And I've talked to sources inside these groups. They have PIs that watch them. They spy on them. And then sometimes, like Kanye West got sent to a mental institution for a week when he said he liked Trump, sometimes they grab him and Baker Act him. Because, you know, if you decide, hey, we shouldn't be spying on everybody and then lying about it on the news, hey, we shouldn't be controlling what words they can say, hey, we're calling people things they aren't, well, then that's their highest turnover. That's the groups they've got to target. That's the groups they've got to watch. And so really, this is your takeaway to this big segment, is around half the people that work a year or longer in, quote, moderation, that have even been Southern Poverty Law Center trained, they were brainwashed for years in college. They were then given a fake template about us. And then they get into the moderation and they freak out. That's why we get internal Google documents about how we're targeted last year. That's how this happens. And I knew a lot of this. I talked to some sources said this. Mike Cernovich has said it on my show. He's out there with a lot of these folks. They love us inside Google and Facebook and Twitter, a lot of the people. But they have to be closeted libertarians. Most aren't conservatives. They're libertarians. And have to hide around all the crazy SJWs who are super low IQ, super aggressive, super hateful, and always accusing them of sexism or racism or weird stuff. So they're in the cult, and they want out of the cult. And there's shows that they're tasked with controlling and blocking. And so this is bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than those employees themselves. It's about whistleblowing. And that's what the system's really scared of, is whistleblowers in Google and Twitter and Facebook and the people that have, you know, released the videos. It's in Paul's new article on Infowars.com. You can probably pull that up. I'll show you on my phone, actually. Let's do it that way. Facebook calls me dangerous. Imagine my shock. No, really. And if you scroll down the article on Infowars.com, for some reason they've got human events pulled up. But hell, I'll just show you my site. I'll just go to my site. That's quicker and easier for me to do. And I'll just go to the old Infowars.com. Hell, I'll just go off air. That's what I'll do.
Hug. Can I move to Canada?
Is there anything positive you see from this election result?
Boy, that's a really tough one right now.
This week, Facebook banned several high-profile accounts that it says engage in violence and hate, including white supremacist, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, and a number of right-wing commentators, including Alex Jones. In the wake of live-streamed attacks and published threats, there are new calls for social media companies to do more to block extremism and hate. At Facebook, thousands of real people known as moderators are the front lines of this battle, looking and listening to some horrific material. I recently spoke with Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor for The Verge, who reported on the toll this content is taking on Facebook moderators. This is not just in the context of the New Zealand attacks. This is something that is structurally built in so that basically there are people who see things on Facebook so that the rest of us don't have to, right?
That's right. Anytime you see something on Facebook that you don't like, you can click a button to report it. And if you do that, a human being will look at it and determine whether it violates Facebook's community standards or not. A lot of the stuff they see is benign, but on their lives.
So what kind of things, without getting too graphic, what kind of things are Facebook moderators looking at pretty much all day? It's shift work.
That's right. I mean,
so again, let's stop right there. You've got these poor babies. You've got Casey Newton from The Verge editor that goes around policing the internet. And these poor babies have to sit there all day censoring people, snuff films and child porn, all the stuff the left loves, and then, you know, conspiracy people that question the government. And again, they've got PTSD, and a lot of them end up believing the conspiracies, and then they've got to be watched in the cult, you see. It's all a big cult. You've got to watch the watchers, like Winston Smith in 1984. Here it is.
And, you know, sort of every flavor of violence that you can imagine.
They're not actually going out and seeing all the pages that exist on Facebook. That would be impossible. So there's, what, an algorithm that's kind of sorting it through and then kind of held it, putting it up on a silver platter to them?
That's right. So if you see something you don't like on Facebook, you can click a button to report it. And all of that goes into a big queue. And then that gets...
Yeah, hit pause again. The algorithm is tattletales. Saying, I'm offended by this, I say this is hate. So that a human says they think something's hate, like a baby is a human, that's actually listed as hate now, and so you get banned. No, I'm serious, that's in the news today. Saying a baby is a human is now hate. I got it in my stack. See, they're the gods. They went to university. They got 4 or 5 degrees. They talk with a lisp. They're weak. They don't want to have kids. And so they are going to rule you. They are going to run your life. They are going to control. So the algorithm is people complaining, like The Verge or like Adam or whatever the damn Stelter guy's name is. That's what they're doing. Here it is.
Particular order. So they sit down at their desk, they click a button that says resume reviewing inside a custom piece of software that Facebook has, and then they just start seeing this mass of posts. And some of them will be very simple bullying, some of them will be very benign, and then some of them will be incredibly disturbing. And when you consider the kind of content that they're looking at and how depressing and upsetting some of that content is, that can put some of them into a very dark place, right, where they feel like they don't have anyone that they can talk to. So I talked to a number of folks who told me that they had developed symptoms that closely resemble post-traumatic stress disorder. And then in another sort of strange twist, a lot of the moderators I spoke with said that the more that they reviewed content about sort of fringe conspiracy theories, the more they themselves came to believe it. And so a lot of the moderators I've spoken with now believe in some of the conspiracy theories that they've been asked to moderate.
You know, this is a paragraph from your story I want to quote. The moderator told me it's a place where the conspiracy videos and memes that they see each day gradually lead them to embrace fringe views. One auditor walks the floor promoting the idea that the earth is flat. A former employee told me he has begun to question certain aspects of the Holocaust. Another former employee who told me he has mapped every escape route out of his house and sleeps with a gun at his side said, quote, I no longer believe 9/11 was a terrorist attack. And this is a result of the job that they're doing every day.
You might do this job for, you know, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, making $15 an hour. You get fired or you leave because it's too upsetting, and you're going to then have lasting psychological trauma, which, of course, Facebook is not going to pay for you to go get treatment for that.
Right.
That's right. We can't show you the Muslims raping and killing. We just have to let them in. We can't show you the open borders with all the disease. We can't show you the Satanists running around brainwashing kids. We can't show you the children being targeted. And again, they go on to talk about, and some of the people actually start believing these conspiracy theories, you see. So it's all just how they're going to take care of everything, and you're going to be on these big platforms. They're going to control what you can say. They're going to control what you can do. They're going to control how you live your lives. That's how they do it. And I shouldn't say visit Infowars.com or Newswars.com. Who really cares? You know what I mean? Nobody really cares anymore. Everybody's going to watch Netflix until the reactors start melting down and the new war starts. There's going to be a huge world war and billions are going to die because humans are weak, people are stupid, and they want to die.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.